Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Ena Sendjarevic. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We're here today to talk about your film, Take Me Somewhere Nice, which premiered at the festival. So would you like to maybe introduce the film for our listeners, tell them about the story, or as much as you would like?
Yes. So it's a playful film about migration and identity. The film is about a young girl. She is Dutch, but from Bosnian origins. And then she spends one summer in her country of origin, where she has a lot of absurd encounters, one could say.
Is there any autobiographical sort of elements to the story?
Yes, because I am Bosnian myself, and I live in the Netherlands since 25 years. But it's not an autobiographical film. So I use these personal elements to tell a story set in a globalized world with characters who are in between cultures. But it's not necessarily one-on-one my story. No, that's not the case. Yeah. So the film is not necessarily dealing with the differences between Bosnia and the Netherlands, as it is dealing with differences between East and West, or maybe you could even say Northern Europe and Southern Europe. So the issues that I'm tackling are, for example, issues about privilege, I mean culture clashes, and this feeling of being in between nationalities, and maybe even the importance of, or maybe saying it's maybe not even that important to have this national identity.
So there's a universal appeal to the characters as well, identities to the characters, I guess.
Yes. But it was, the idea was to have just young people in the film, and that's what they are. And they're exciting and wild and lazy and maybe a bit narcissistic here and there, or self-absorbed, I would say, or... but I wanted to have them, these three characters, be a bit lost in this world, in this, so to say, materialistic bubble, which is present as well as in the Netherlands as in Bosnia. Yeah, I mean, in most of our worlds, this is what we are kind of trapped in, and you see how they are trying to deal with this, with this world, and I hope, yeah, I hopefully in a humorous, in a humorous way as well. But I didn't want to victimize them either. I hope you will feel that they are characters that are more or less dropped into this world. Yeah. And it's a bit of a crazy world.
I feel like, speaking of the character as well, I mean, you don't necessarily like them or hate them, you know? It's like, you know, you make your own mind about it.
Yes. I did not want to rub the character in your face. As in, you have to like him because, or you have to like her because I give her this or that character traits, you know. Personally, I am attracted to people who can be a bit distant, for example, or I'm attracted to people who do their own thing and that don't want to be liked necessarily, and especially in our Facebook and Instagram world, when you know it's become more and more important to be liked.
Yeah.
So I feel that, and it's even I am. I feel this pressure. You feel that when you are on these online platforms, it can change your behavior actually, because you know you start to find out what the people like when you do this or that, you know.
Sure.
So I wanted to go, with these young characters, I really wanted to go against that. They don't need to be liked, and this is why I like them even more. Actually, just to say one more thing, the character of Emir, so the nephew of the girl, and she's, I mean, they go on a road trip together. She, her nephew, and the best friend of the nephew. But I asked because there were people in the crew who were saying, "Yeah, this guy, he's not that likable. What do we do with this? He's a weird guy," you know. When they were reading the screenplay, people were not liking him, so to say. So I asked the actor, who was a first time, it was his first acting experience actually, I asked him, "What do you think about this? People don't like the guy, and you have to, you know, you have to be him in this film. Is this troublesome for you. And I asked him, do you understand him? Because nobody understood the character. And then he said, I do. He's the kind of guy that thinks no one understands him, but I understand him. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was such a beautiful idea, you know, when to have this thought that sometimes when you walk around in the world and you think you are not understood by nobody, and that there are people watching you and thinking, this person thinks nobody understands them, but I do. And I have this feeling a lot of times when I see people, and I can't express that I understand them, but I do, you know? Yeah. And I thought this was a beautiful thing. So, yes, I don't think the most important thing for a character is to be approachable or, you know, yes, they can be their own, they can do their own thing. Yeah.
I think cinema as an art form allows you to kind of make up your own mind. You know, all too often, I think, in movies, we're told what to think. But yeah, in films like yours, we're not necessarily told what to think. Even the actions that these characters do, you're sometimes surprised by them. Mm. And that's actually another thing that I was going to ask you. Because of the road trip structure, some things that happen you just don't expect. So what was that like building that narrative for the movie?
Yeah, so the idea was how to have a not goal-oriented view on life. And the way that I perceive life, it's all these kind of random things happening to you, and they are loosely connected, and you can find connection or search for connection if you want, but sometimes there isn't any. And, you know, you can be surprised, and yeah, it goes in different ways. And I wanted to celebrate that kind of view on life,
yeah.
Because sometimes I feel that, especially in the Netherlands, my life can also sometimes become very goal oriented. You're just focused on results, and I think maybe this is also part of our, you know, capitalistic worldview, and this is an entrapment, and yes, I feel very much suffocated by this kind of view on life. And I think it a lot of times it is present in cinema as well. Mm. And I feel this pressure also while making the film, because there are so many people involved. They want clarity. They want, you know, they want to have the plot or the, you know, the tension line, the drama line, whatever. It has to be clear, you know, the more clarity, more. And this is not what life is about.
No. I agree with you.
Yeah, things in life are not clear.
Yeah, that's true.
They are mysterious, and we don't understand them. But we can try to dance around them and float around and then embrace it and sometimes cry a little bit,
yeah,
and, you know, enjoy it and just be alive.
Or so, at least do it until you get in real, real trouble and you can't do it anymore.
No, you will never get... No, this is not... This. But you know what real, real trouble is? Real, real trouble is depression,
yeah,
from being suffocated.
Uh-huh.
Real, real trouble is being alive but feeling like you're dead.
Yes.
That's what trouble is. And I think as long as you're free and as long as you feel alive, then that's the most important thing there is. Do it. And all the other things are... Yeah, not
bullshit.
Important. Bullshit. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
Oh, can I ask you one more thing? Because we're really out of time. But I wanted to ask you about... we talked about entrapment. And one of the things that popped in my head... in this two-in-one relationship with the two men and the woman... has that jus légume sort of... element to it. That the rules of gender aren't necessarily followed here either.
No, there's no rules that are followed in this film.
Yeah.
This is a no-rule film.
Yeah, right. And so gender was another thing that you were aware of, maybe?
Yes. I mean...
You don't think about it that way, I guess, also, you know? I mean, when you don't really consider it, you don't consider rules, you don't sit down and go, like, I'm going to write a story where this character is a woman and where these two are men, and they're going to behave like men or women.
No. What I did want to do, because I wanted maybe to explore two different kinds of relationships that I think that are at the core of our world, societies, the things that we are struggling with, is the east-west relationship, but it's also the male-female relationship. Yeah. So I did want to, you know, dive a little bit deeper into these two so-called opposite relationships. And maybe the film is also showing these are not opposites.
No.
Maybe male-female is not an opposite relationship. It's actually all entwined, mm-hmm. and it's all in every human. There are these both sides, and this is what you see in these three characters, but also the other characters around them, which are, you know, like I also wanted to play with these cliches, you know, and these stereotypes. So you also have these very macho men and these very feminine bitter women, you know, and the thing was not, I didn't want to necessarily laugh at them, but I just wanted to show like very different palette.
Personalities.
Yes, personalities.
Not even gender. I mean, sometimes it's just personalities.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And the way they have surrendered to society's concepts of femininity and masculinity, you know, because this is what we become, either the one or the other, but it's not how we are.
No.
Deep inside.
Well, it's interesting. I think the film inspired a lot of interesting conversations. Some topics we didn't touch up on, like family. I wanted to explore that with you, maybe next time.
Yeah.
But the point is that your film is very, very interesting, and I thank you very much for taking the time and talking with us about it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.